Hello.
Yeah, can I please speak to Clay?
This is him.
Hey, how you doing, brother? This is Dave Duenas and Amilcar from Leaving the Ring. Welcome to the show, man.
I'm excited for the interview. Just took a break from class. I got my other teammates up there teaching, but I'm ready for it.
What a huge bang in January. I mean, you just kind of exploded. Let me ask you, has things changed for you a bit, or are you still kind of going through the motions of what's happening for you and within your boxing career?
I'm just showing up and training and showing up and fighting, you know. Nothing's really changed. I mean, I do more phone interviews and I have more followers on my Instagram, but I mean, nothing's really changed for me. I'm just, after a fight, I take a couple of days off and get right back to work, so.
Now, the popularity, obviously, it's got to, like, really pick up, man. Let me ask you this. What was the sole reason why you decided? Because you're doing MMA, and then you went into boxing. What was the reason with boxing? I mean, why did you decide, hey, I'm going to go this route, and I'm going to, you know, see what I can do, what kind of buzz I can create? Why didn't you decide to stick with MMA completely?
So, honestly, it was kind of getting hard to get the right kind of fights in MMA. They either wanted me to fight somebody that, you know, I wasn't excited about fighting, or they wanted me to fight somebody and not pay me enough. And so it's getting kind of hard there. And my coach is like, man, we should just do some boxing and, you know, it'll help your fight game all around, whether it's, you know, your boxing stand-up or just, you know, you can take it over into MMA as well. So we honestly started boxing just to get better at mixed martial arts, you know.
So I have a question for you, Clay, and thanks so much for being on our show today. And congrats also for your recent success in boxing. I mean, it's always, you know, nice to root for the underdog and see an underdog come through in fights. So I'm sure you've been an inspiration to a lot of young fighters and a lot of fight fans. My question is more about the preparation for your fights. What is the difference really between preparing for an MMA fight and having an MMA fight camp and preparing for a boxing match and having a boxing fight camp?
So when I'm getting ready for mixed martial arts, I got to worry about the takedown. You know, I'm a stand-up fighter. I like, of course, boxing, you know, kickboxing. So that's where I want my fight game or my fight to go is in the stand-up. So we focus on a lot more on, like, takedown defense, getting up off the bottom, stuff like that. Whereas in boxing, I can just focus on that sole stand-up, you know, just throwing my hands. So, yeah, that's the main difference is just getting you ready for, you know, fighting on the ground and jujitsu and wrestling. So,
do you usually bring in boxers into your MMA camps, Clay, or do you usually practice striking with fellow MMA fighters?
Yeah, so I just have a small team. There's four of us all together, and we just work with each other. I have done some sparring at other places and traveled to gyms and stuff like that. But recently I've just had my four guys and we just get after it. So.
Cool.
You know, when you, in January, when you fought that kid, that prospect, which was pretty hot, you know, from, Raymond, Giraldo. And, I got to tell you this. I mean, he was so disrespectful that I was like, man, I hope this kid Clay, because I had never heard of you, never saw you, and I was like, I hope this kid Clay at least gets one big shot, one big hit to kind of humble him up a bit. But then you made this into a fight of the year, like, immediately. I mean, you just came out there and went at him. Let me ask you, because you had two fights prior to that. You had a TKO on your record. You got, you know, you lost a fight. When did you make a decision that, you know what, I got to do something here. You know, I got to not, you know, make my presence. I got to go out there and just give it all balls out.
So, honestly, with that Guajardo fight, he came out the aggressor. You know, he came out throwing the lead right hook. He came out and started, you know, trying to pop shots with me.
Right.
And I didn't expect him to come out that strong. Usually that's me, you know. I thought he was going to dance around a little more and try to pick his shots and kind of box me. But when he came out, you know, head on, I just, you know, thanked him because that's what I like to do, you know. So you want to go head-to-head with me, we're going to bang. And I did catch him with that. I think it was a left hook that I dropped him with first. So, yeah, that's just how I'm an aggressive fighter. You know, I think the best defense is good off.
I thought it was really weird to see a lot of boxing insiders congratulate you, but at the same time go, oh, but tell you, this guy gets in with a boxer and, you know, a real boxer. And I was like, who the fuck has he been getting in with then? If he hasn't been getting in with real boxers, who's he been getting in? And I'm also thinking, like, your story is like a great story. It's what we root for. This is what we like, a Rocky story, a guy that comes from behind and starts, you know, making a huge noise into the boxing world. I just found it so weird that there was people that congratulating you, but at the same time that are not accepting you because you just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. I mean, stylistically, I'm not the prettiest boxer. So I, you know, to somebody who is a purist and, you know, that they stick to just boxing, I guess I could look a little sloppy, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I throw with my feet squared up. Sometimes I'm stepping into southpaw, and I just think that's the reason why that they're not giving me the credit is because I don't have the prettiest boxing, you know, but I mean, I make it work. I get in there and I get the job done regardless of what, you know, they think or not. So,
you know, what's crazy about that though, Clay, is this, okay. Me and Milcar, we're hardcore boxing fans. You know, the purists, you know, we're talking about watching guys like Pernell Whitaker from Salvador Sanchez, you know, all the way down history of boxers. Okay. But sometimes, you know what I like? Sometimes what I like is a guy that just goes out there and says, fuck it, I'm going to try to knock this guy's head off. And it's extremely entertaining.
Sometimes
it works. Like Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward, they were boxers, but they just decided to throw the boxing skills out the door, and it attracted fans. So when I see you go out there, it was refreshing because, first off, there's a lot of the elite fighters are not getting in the ring. I mean, you've fought, what, three times already within a couple months span? And I'm just like, okay, this is great. You know, I know more people right now that tuned in to watch your fight a week ago because you were on. So that's got to mean something, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've always had exciting fights, even in most of my MMA fights. I mean, I've always been an exciting fighter, and that's just because I'm aggressive. So, I mean, I like putting on shows for the fans. That's the whole reason I do this, man. Without them, ain't none of us are making money. So when I walk out of the cage, win, lose, or draw, I want people to go, damn, that was a good fight, you know? So I'm going to jump in there and give it everything I have every single time. And the analysts can say what they're going to say. And, you know, the fans are going to appreciate my fighting style, and I'm just going to keep doing my thing. So,
I mean, one of my favorite boxers when I was growing up was Vernon Forrest, and he was like the ultimate pure boxer. And, you know, he came up against Carlos Mayorga those two times, especially the first time, and he faced a lot of trouble. So there's always that lane for guys who've got a good skill set, but who also are really tough and don't mind getting in there and mixing it up with like the most purest of boxers. My last question for you, Clay, is regards, is this your treatment in boxing versus your treatment in MMA, more from the business side of things? Have you noticed any kind of a difference there?
You know, it's still a fight game. So I have my coach handle most everything like that. I like the set money. Like in MMA, they'll do a, you know, show up, we pay this much, you win, we pay this much more, you know. So boxing, you just show up and that's your pay, you know, which is nice. And I mean, everybody has carried themselves extremely well the whole time I was boxing. So business wise, they're just on top of their game. I mean, everything went smooth, especially with a big promotion. Like, yeah, especially with a big promotion like Top Rank. Like, it's just so organized, and it's kind of a breath of fresh air, you know. So,
it sounds like you're saying that a lot of MMA fighters really have to rely on those bonuses in fights. Is that true?
So yeah,
versus
it's like
just a set pay.
I mean, you get paid less if you lose, and then if you win, they'll pay you extra, you know. It'll be like $10,000 to show up and then another $10,000 to win, so one of the fighters is always losing a little money that way, you know. And
right.
And I like the boxing, I mean, we're in there putting, you know, our bodies on the line and everything like that, so I mean, we're getting in there regardless. I think it should be a one set pay like it is when you're boxing, you know. So
cool, thank you.
I'm wondering, do you feel like, because of what you've done so far, you've taken out some like prospects here, is what is the plan now? Like, has Top Rank talked to you about a plan, or are you still a free agent? What's going on with right now, what you're going towards in your career in boxing?
So, you know, I'm hoping to get a couple more fights in and then try to get a big name. I do have a contract signed with PFL. It's the Professional Fighters League. It's a mixed martial arts tournament, and it's a tournament style throughout the year, and winner of the tournament gets $1 million. So I do have a contract signed with them for that tournament for next year. And right now they canceled their season because of the COVID-19. So
right.
I'm just going to box and try to get a big name before, you know, PFL comes around, and then I'm going to go try to win that tournament. So, who knows what the future holds. I'm just trying to win some fights and get a big name and, you know, make some money. So
you kind of feel like you have a target on your back because of the kind of the exposure you've gotten. Do you feel like, okay, I got to up my game even more now because, you know, they're going to probably try to throw in some, you know, more experienced guys, or you're just like, I'm going to take whatever's coming at me before I get that big fight.
Yeah, I'm going to take whatever's coming at me, and I'm going to train hard. I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to go in there and win. And when I do that, then I'm going to ask for the big name, you know, because I feel like I deserve it, especially if I keep winning. So, you know, I've already beat, like you guys were talking about, you know, I beat three undefeated fighters this year that are, you know, 9-0, 5-0, 6-0. So, yeah, I'm going to get in there and win, and then, you know, win a couple more fights and ask for a big name and, you know, try to get a payday. So,
man, I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you, brother. I hope you get that big payday and keep going out there and doing what you're doing. And don't change up too much, man. Stay who you are. I hope you just stay who you are. You're banging with these guys. You're fighting. When they're throwing punches, you're throwing punches with them. And you're making it exciting. But at the same time, I think that right hand is something to keep a good investment with, man. So I wish you all the luck in the world, Clay. And thanks for coming on Leaving the Ring, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I hope you have a great night.
You too,
thank
brother.
You too, Clay. All the best.
All right, thanks, guys.